You're tuning in to Real Talk with Paige and Casey.
When life gives you lemons, say, pass the tequila, sis.
Biggest regret?
Okay, wow. Probably not quitting things sooner.
Yes.
I sacrificed a lot of living and traveling and like enjoying other aspects of my life for career, for like doing creative journeys. And while it's given me a lot of personal development, I feel like I have sacrificed other areas of my life.
Mm.
So I regret that I put too much focus on that.
Yes, and not actually like went out and lived your life a bit more.
Yeah, like because I haven't traveled. I haven't done the travel thing. And it's something that I'm like, fuck, I'm like in my early 30s and I've still not traveled because I've literally been chasing creative careers that honestly have led to dead ends.
Yes. When was the last time you were overseas? Have you been overseas?
Babe, I've only been to Thailand.
Darling, do you have a passport?
I did. It's got no stamps.
Oh, I hate commercial bubble. They don't stamp anymore.
Don't get me wrong. I have lived a lot of life. I've done a lot of things. I've made a lot of mistakes, had a lot of fun. But
just not the traveling part.
Yeah, I haven't done the traveling part and I regret it. You spent a lot of time in your 20s overseas. So
yeah.
How did that change your life?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely do not regret that. And I would tell anybody to go traveling. I did my career though. Like I did an apprenticeship and then I did a little bit of my career in Sydney and then I said, fuck it, and I went traveling because you can always come back to a career. That's my personal opinion. You can always come back to a career that's not going anywhere, but your age will never stay the same and the experiences at that particular time at my particular age, I couldn't do when I'm in my 30s or 40s.
And then when you traveled, did you do hairdressing while you were over there or did you kind of like just take bar jobs? What did you do?
I did. I never did a bar job. I did do hairdressing over there. So wherever I was, because I did winters and summers, I would just put an ad out on one of their local Facebook community sites saying hairdresser can cut hair at this price. And that's how I got around. Yeah.
What was the wildest thing that happened that you did?
Oh, there was a lot. There was a lot that I did. The wildest thing, I don't know. I'll have to think about that one because there is a lot. Like it was never a dull moment ever. Like from just doing dumb things and like one night stands and running with the bulls and, you know, jumping into strangers' cars and driving around Europe. But just dumb stuff. Self-worth. What would you tell your younger self about self-worth and not seeking validation from others?
So for me, that's been quite a big journey. I definitely put my self-worth in what other people thought of me in my 20s. I think, again, it comes down to you just have to get to know who you are. And you only do that by having life experience and putting yourself out there and getting to know what your own needs and wants are. I don't think you ever arrive at a point where you're like, I fully love myself. It's more that you get to a point where you accept yourself and you accept the parts of yourself that you don't necessarily love because we're all, you know what I mean? We all have insecurities. We all have things that we don't love about ourselves. But sometimes as well, it's those quirks that, you know, people find endearing and they make us who we are. So
yeah,
I would just tell my younger self to breathe through that discomfort and be okay with not everyone loving you or liking you. As long as you feel good about yourself, that's all that matters.
Yeah, I 100% agree with that. I've never really had an issue with this. I've always not given a shit what people thought and I've just done it anyway.
You've been like that your whole life. That's what I've always liked about you.
My whole
life. You were so direct.
Yeah, my whole life. It's like, who cares what that other person thinks of what you're doing or what you know, what you're wearing or how your hair is. Like, as long as you like it, who gives a shit?
But what do you think it is about you that from the get-go you were able to just lean into that self-confidence?
I had very, very strong friends around me from such a young age. Like, my childhood friends are all like very who gives a shit what people think.
Do you say as well your parents modeled that to you?
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. Definitely mum would have, for sure. If I came home and I had an issue, she would have told me to go tackle it head on. You're going to school tomorrow, whether you like it or not. You're not allowed to run away from it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that not running away from something and tackling it head on goes into work as well. Like, for instance, we had a couple of issues with some clients through the last couple of weeks, and that have been very, very challenging. And to the point where, like, she was so kind of so rude, belittling, and like just so like she's just a super, super difficult client. And for me, when I get clients like that, yeah, they're a pain in the ass. And at the time, like, I don't want to be doing it. But at the end, when it's done, it's like it builds resilience. It teaches you how to tackle an issue head on and not run away from it. And that right there goes into your outside life, outside of work too. If you've got an issue with a friend, you learn how to communicate and you learn how to talk to them head on instead of getting in your own head and coming up with all these case scenarios that aren't even true. And you dwell over it, you lose sleep for weeks or days or months when you could have just had a conversation, just tackled it head on.
That's something that I have probably only come to terms with in my 30s, is that there is such thing as, I think it's called like positive confrontation, where it's like you become closer with people by actually having the difficult conversations, because mm-hmm. it's like you're honoring each other's boundaries and learning about one another. And without having those difficult conversations, you can't connect on a deeper level.
Yes. Yes. No, I agree. And love in relationships. What would you tell What would you tell your younger self about your love and relationships, darling?
Oh my God, I feel like my 20s was so tumultuous with dating and love and relationships. Yeah, look, I feel like I spent a lot of my 20s running away from anyone that wanted to get close to me. Mm-hmm. And it was like vice versa. It was like the anxious, avoidant attachment. So basically the main piece of advice I would give to my younger self is do not chase. Stop chasing unavailable men. If they ghost you, if they are giving you breadcrumbs, fucking run the other way. Do not run towards them.
But it is red that flag. Thing, it is red flag. And it is that thing, it's like you want what you can't have, right?
Yeah, totally.
And it's a game. Say they don't play the game. They don't like playing a game in a relationship, but mate, everyone plays it.
It's like alluring because you're like, what is it about this person that it's like they're off limits? And so yeah, you're curious. It's
humans are like that. We always want what we can't have. Like people yeah. with curly hair, they've got straight hair and vice versa. They want short hair, but they've got short hair and they want long hair. The bigger house.
Yeah. And then that's the thing. You get the thing and it's like you want something else because the game, the chase is over.
Yeah, exactly. It's just, we're just wired like that.
But yeah, that would be that would be my biggest piece of advice is definitely do not chase. Like, it's just not worth it. It's not worth your sanity. It's not worth the emotional toll that it can take on you. Like, if someone is interested, you will know. You will genuinely know.
But on the flip side to that one, I always have flip sides to everything. What if the timing wasn't right? You know, that's what happened with me and Nick. We broke up and then we're like, we'll just stay friends. And then in my head, I was like, fuck it, no, we won't. Like, you're the one. Even if you can't see it, I can see it. And then I like spent months of like, no, we're just friends playing the fucking game. No, we're just friends. Don't worry. I won't get attached. It's all good.
Were you still seeing each other at the time?
Yep. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And then, you know, as time goes on, I made him fall back in love and here we are.
So did you fight for the relationship?
Yeah.
Or did you kind of just like sit back and just see what happens?
Nah. No, I wasn't one that fought for it.
Mm. So then what would be your biggest piece of relationship advice that you'd give to your younger self?
My biggest, the biggest takeaway is that, yes, you are going to get your heart broken. And as soon as you kind of recognize that, that if when you do get your heart broken, because it is going to happen, that you, yeah, it makes you stronger.
Mm-hmm.
And you will get over it. You will live to see another day. Yeah. You may need to go buy all the ice cream and the chocolate and hide in your room and cry and do all the things that you need to do to get over it, but you will get over it eventually. And then you'll move on and then you'll meet somebody else and then, you know, you'll completely forget about that one, but that experience there and then would have made you stronger for the next time.
When you're younger, holy moly, it honestly feels like the whole world is crashing down. You're like, I'll never love someone again. I'll never feel this way again. That was my person.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's like, it's not as bad as what it seems.
Yeah, and then it's funny, like 5 years later, you're like, what the fuck was I thinking?
Exactly. Like, yeah, don't take life too seriously.
You will meet new people. There'll be other people that you think you can't live without.
Yeah, and you live without them and you're like, how the fuck did I live with them? What was I thinking?
Do you have any regrets?
Do I have any regret? One, probably staying in two of my relationships for longer than it was necessary. Yeah. I just shouldn't have stayed in them as long as I did and dragged it out. And I did do that because I was just comfortable and it was just easy and convenient.
Is that because you thought they were the one at the time?
No, it was just easy and convenient. I never, ever thought that they were the one ever. It was just the timing thing and it just worked. I was so preoccupied on career and other things that were going on in my life that I just didn't. I was like, that's on the back burner. Like, I won't worry about that.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't so uncomfortable that you felt the need to leave.
I mean, it did get towards the end of it. Like, I literally should have left like 2 years before we got to this point.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just, yeah, I just didn't. But now I definitely recognize, like, okay, like, this isn't going anywhere. I'm going. And then usually the week after, I would be like, pack my shit, move out.
How did you know it was coming to an end?
You know, when women have, like, you have this gut feeling that something's wrong. And it's either up to you as a person to listen to it or to not listen to it. And at that time, I listened to my gut and I was completely right.
Mm-hmm.
So when I found out, you know, that he was like seeing somebody else, it was like my gut told me that.
When you suspect something's up, like,
it's usually right.
It usually is. And for some reason, women are so good at finding out what it is. It's like,
I don't know how. Or it's either the guys are just so stupid. Sorry, to anybody who's going to take offense to that, but that they're just so stupid that they don't know how to hide anything.
And even if you don't necessarily find out physically, like in terms of like finding something on a phone or something like that, just the dynamic between you changes. It's like you can sense it. It's like an energy.
People grow apart. Like, it is what it is. It sucks. And like you've got to recognize it before it happens.
Yeah, totally. Well, I mean, it's, you think about it, the person that you are at like 25, you're not going to be that same person at 30 or 35 because we have so much life experience. We overcome things. We have to face things that change us. And if one person is growing and the other's not, it shifts. And time, I think if you're not working on your relationship and working on the connection, of course it's going to change.
Yeah, it does. It's like, it's a relationship. So it's like a friendship. Like, you continually have to work on it because, as you said, like, people grow, people are always evolving, people are growing up, they're maturing, or, you know, they want something different in their life, or they're going through a career change, and you're just always working on it, always.
Yeah.
One that like I need to be more aware of is trying to be more present in like what's happening right now, whereas like my brain is 100 miles an hour, so I'm always consistently thinking of what's next, like what do we need to do next. Like I have to actually tell myself, what am I doing right now? Need to focus on this right now. Like if me and Nick are out to dinner, it's like, okay, we're out to dinner. Like doesn't matter what's happening at work today, doesn't matter what's happening after dinner, doesn't matter, you know, what's going on, what are we doing tomorrow, or what are we doing next week, or oh shit, I had this problem at work. Like I have to literally switch my brain off and tell myself, stop thinking, think about Nick, think about dinner, think about right now.
Do you know what? I think that applies to every area of life. We get so caught up, whether it be in a relationship, a career, like what's next, what's next, what's next, what do I need to do, that you become so disconnected from the moment that life passes you by so quick.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it really does.
It's like the older you get as well. I don't know what it is, but the years go by so much quicker. And I don't know if that's because you're packing more into your schedule or you're overthinking more, maybe living less in the moment.
No, 100%. You're packing so much into your schedule and you're always constantly planning for the next thing.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, I'm going on holiday, whatever, in 6 months' time. So you're constantly planning for that 6 months' time and then you just forget to think about this, the in between of that. Yeah. And then the holiday's over. You're like, oh.
Yeah, literally. It's like constantly going from like one thing to the next. I mean, look, that's not a bad thing, planning holiday after holiday.
I know, but like through COVID, like I felt like my world had stopped through COVID. I think I was off for 5 weeks. I just remember COVID, like it went for so long, that 5 weeks, because I had nothing planned. I couldn't do anything. I couldn't think about what I was doing tomorrow because we didn't know anything. So it was just always like there and then of what I was doing.
See, I found that time that was like the best time for me. Not the whole of COVID. There was like the second part of it when I was in lockdown in Sydney and holy fuck, that was the worst time of my life. But the very first lockdown, I felt like I was living my best life. I was drinking with friends. I was like being creative. I got to do all the things that
You had no stresses. You weren't stressed about anything.
Yeah, that was it. I didn't have stresses. I got to do all the things that really lit me up and made me happy, like doing creative things, being with friends, doing fun things, like being in the moment. I felt like for the first time in my life, I wasn't having to think about where I'm going, what I'm doing. I wasn't trying to figure shit out. I was literally just able to enjoy the moment.
Mm. Yeah, I was the same. I had a great time. Gold Coast, it was fucking epic. Got to go to the beach, go to a coffee shop, come home, tan, it was warm, do TikToks, Zoom your friends and have some wine at night.
Oh my gosh, series. So many Zooms.
For me anyway, when I look back now, I'm like, I needed that switch off.
Mm-hmm. I don't think we ever really make a conscious choice to just stop, slow down, and not always having to think that we have to have everything figured out.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, babe, I'm still in bed on my deathbed, still on my laptop working.
Oh my God.
I don't stop. Like I literally do not stop. I'm in the shower and I come up with all these great thoughts and I have to write it on the shower screen because I forget them. And then when I get out, I have to write it on my phone.
Okay, I definitely don't do the shower screen thing. But I'm.
You really need to hire. Oh, it's the best thing ever.
Do you like write it on the shower screen and then take a photo?
Yeah. And then like if I have to work out numbers, I write down like the numbers and I try minus things and work this out. And Nick comes in, he's like, what the fuck's on the shower screen? I was like, oh, these are my thoughts. He's like, you were so weird.
When I get sick, I'm like, I'm sick. I need to rest.
Nah.
But do you know what? It does take actually getting sick for me to switch off mentally. That's probably the only time in my life where I will allow myself to just like switch off. But I'm a little bit different to you. I will lay in bed for 2 days.
No, I can't. I've got way too much energy. Like when I'm sick, I'm like, yes, I've got an extra day to do so much stuff that I just added an extra 8 hours to my day. I'm like, sweet.
Yeah, look, without you, this podcast probably wouldn't have happened. Look, once I have that momentum, I'm like gung-ho. I think sometimes I just find it difficult in the initial stages to start something. What? Okay, let's just like quickly just do some quick fire. What are
Here we go.
Three things. It can be anything, like absolutely anything. Three things that you would tell your younger self.
Okay, so three things I would tell my younger self is to don't stress about small things. Time is everything. And I'm still working on this one, but patience. What's your three?
My three would be definitely don't drink the Long Island iced tea or take the shots because it ends very, very badly every time. Someone's attention does not mean intention. I actually heard that from a dating coach, Matthew Hussey. And it was like someone giving you attention doesn't mean they have an intention to want to form a relationship with you. And don't feel like you have to have one career. You can have multiple. And if you want to pivot at any point, you can. And like you said previously, like you can always come back to something. So don't feel like you have to be tied down into figuring out that there's one thing that you have to do or have to do for the rest of your life. Man, if you like five different things or like want to have different side hustles, do it. That'll fill you up more than literally putting everything into one career and trying to make it work when it might not be the right fit.
Yep. I agree with that.
Anything else? Any last little?
No, that I fucking killed it. I did my younger self well.
Yeah. All right. I think we've given our younger self enough advice, but we'd love to hear anyone else's story if they have any advice that they would give to their younger selves. Do you have any regrets? Is there anything that you just loved about your 20s? Please like slide into our DMs. Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. If you love Real Talk, please be sure to download, subscribe, and leave a 5-star rating and review. Also, make sure you follow us on TikTok and Instagram. Our handles can be found below in the show notes. If anything in today's episode resonated with you or you would like to share your Real Talk, please reach out, slide into our DMs. We would love to connect. That's it for today. Please join us again next week for another juicy episode.